Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise God. Amen. We can praise God for his goodness and his blessing that he's bestowed upon us today. Amen. Isn't God good? Praise God. I thank and praise God for his life, health, and strength. I thank and praise God for what he's done for me. I thank and praise God for the air that we breathe. I thank and praise God, amen, for the sun. Amen. For the moon, and most of all, his precious son, amen, his precious son, Yahshua HaMashiach, which is Jesus Christ in the West. But we thank and praise God today, amen, that you end the day calling, that you're listening in today, and we love everybody. And then you know that I am Elder Ernest Braxton in Tampa, Florida, amen, at Jesus Saved, through faith, Church of God, the Bible Way, letting you know that we care about the souls of everybody. If you believe in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, meaning Jesus Christ, amen, if you believe in our Lord and our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, amen, let you know that he is God, amen, he is God, Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh, let you know that he is the one, amen, that rides upon the clouds, praise God. He's the one, amen, that created all heavens and all earth. He is the one that goes out and blesses all of us, amen. His blessing comes out upon all of us today. We thank and praise God for him today. Let me know that he is so good, praise God. How he has blessed us. And made it for us, praise God. We thank and praise God for him. Amen. Have you been baptized in the name of Yahshua, Jesus Christ? Amen. Have you believed? Have you believed today? Amen. And we ask that you go and go get baptized in the name of Yahshua, HaMashiach. Amen. The Bible says repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yahshua, which is Jesus Christ. Amen. For the remission of your sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This is for the world, everybody. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed, my friend? Have you received it today? So many people don't have the Holy Ghost experience. They don't have that Pentecostal experience. But I'm letting you know today that you can have that Pentecostal experience today and let God bless your soul. Amen. We give honor to all the bishops in the churches of God, the Bible Way, our apostles of C.A. Coward, our presider, R.J. McLeod, he's our presiding bishop. Amen. And also our bishop in Georgia, North Florida, Georgia, Jonathan Brickshaw, a great man in God. Give honor to all those brothers. Amen. And also my bishop in the West Coast of Florida, Bishop Adrian Melendez Shaw. Amen. We thank and praise God. Now, we are located on the corner of Osborne and 22nd in Tampa, Florida, right across from the Family Health Care Center, right across from Middleton High School in Tampa, Florida. So, letting you know that God is able to bless your soul. Amen. Letting you know that he is real and he's worthy to be praised, praise God. We ask that you come and visit us sometime. We ask that you come out and visit us. Let God give you a blessing, amen, because we be blessed every Sunday, every Friday night, amen. We'll be in the meetings that we have, we've been blessed, praise God. God has been blessing us all the way, amen. we are the sons of God. Now we are the sons of God, the scripture tells us. Amen. See, we are the sons of God. And we're going to talk about that today. Amen. We're going to go to St. John. Amen. In the Holy Spirit, in the King James Version of the Bible. Amen. We are the sons of God. The people of God. We are the people of God. Amen. The people of God. We talk about it today. Amen. As we see here in the scriptures. In St. John 1, look what the Bible says. In St. John chapter 1, amen. Praise the Lord. Look what it says here. Amen. Look what God, the book says. The Bible says, amen, St. John 1, amen, and the 10th verse, starting at the 10th verse, it says, he was in the world, and the world was made by him. Who? Yahweh. Amen. Some call him Yahuwah. Amen. Some call him Yah. Amen. But we see here that Yahweh, amen, our Heavenly Father, created the heavens and the earth. Amen. He created all. Amen. He formed it. Amen. By just speaking a word. The spoken word. Just think about that. People say, well, how did he do that? But that's God's word to produce light and substance, praise God. So we see that, as it says here, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Are you in that condition, friend? Are you in a position where you don't know who God really is? Praise God, but that's what it is. And this is it. He came into his own, and his own received him not. He came into his own. Who was his own? The Hebrew Israelites, the Jews, the Hebrew Israelites. He came to them, his own people, amen, chosen people, amen. Those supposed to be the royal priesthood also, amen. So we see here today, he came into his own. Amen. And his own received him not. But look what the scripture says. It says, but as many as received him, gave, what it says, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. The sons of God. Friend, are you of the sons of God? Are you of that son of God? God wants you to be, amen, of that son. Amen. Letting you know that he is able to bless your soul. He is able to heal you. He is able to let you go on, praise God. We see here that you are able to rest with him today. Amen. So we see here that as long as we believe and trust in him and have faith in him, amen. We are his sons and his daughters. All right. So we see here the sons of God. That is so powerful, isn't it? We are the sons of God. Jacob had 12 sons. Amen. And Jacob had all these different sons. But when they go different places, they say, what son are you? Whose son are you? They say, Jacob. I mean, I think about, you know, times when, you know, people say, whose son are you? I say, my name's Ernest. My dad's name is Ernest. And my dad's name is Braxton. Amen. So we see here, I might be the junior, but then when they ask me, they say, whose son are you? I say, Ernest Braxton. All right. Amen. That's my father. That's my dad. Amen. But we see here, amen, are we, spiritually, we should be the sons of Yahweh. Amen. The sons of Yah, God. Amen. So we see here that you, if you want to be somebody, you got to know your daddy. You got to know who he is, praise God. Amen. So, that you got to understand the Bible said in the first verse, it tells us, you know, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All right? So we see here that He was the Word, that He spoke, that spoken Word. So somebody had to speak it. Amen. And it came in about in existence, praise God. So we see here that you must come to Christ, amen, who is Yahshua, amen. Come to Him and go down in water baptism in His name. Now, why is that so important? Why is that so important today? Amen. So we see in the scripture where God, amen, is called Yah. Amen. Let's go. Let's go over here to Psalms. Amen. Let's look at it. Praise God. Let's go to Psalms 68. Let's look at that. So further down back. Well, we see here, you got to know who He is. Praise God. Look what it says. 68. All right. It says, here it is. Let God arise, let His image be scattered. Let them also hate Him, that hate Him. It was, let them also that hate Him flee before Him as smoke is driven away. So look what it says now. So drive them away as wax melted before the fire. Let me tell you something, brother. You know, a lot of people don't understand that. That's why people, you know, are dying, because they're being so wicked in their flesh, being so terribly wicked and doing abominable things. And guess what happened? Diseases come upon them, and then their flesh just wither away. And that's sad, isn't it? Praise God. Because they don't trust, they don't believe, they don't have faith. They don't love the living God. Amen. And that's rough. Amen. Okay. So look what it says. So let the wicked perish in the presence of God. Ain't that something? Now look what it says again. But let the righteous be glad, and let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. And look what the scripture says. This is what we're getting at now. Look what the scripture is for. Now, if you don't remember anything in this message that I'm talking about, I want you to listen, remember this here. Okay, look what it says here. It says, sing a song. Sing unto the God and praise His name. Extol Him, amen, that rideth upon the heaven. By His name, Yah. All right, now in the King James, they got it as a J. All right, but we know that originally it was a Y. Amen. So we see here, Yah. So Yah is the name of God. Yah is the name of our Savior. Amen. Yah is the one that came in a fleshly body, as we call in Yahshua. Amen, which is, we call in the West, Jesus Christ. Amen, but yet, Yah is the name. So we see here today, amen, do you believe today in the real God? Amen, so we see Him, you know, we call Him here in the West also Yahweh. Amen, Yahweh is the living God. But why? Because it has this prefix in it. It has Yah, Yahweh. Amen. That is the living God. Amen. We need to give Him praises every day. Amen. Because what happens when you get before God and don't know His name? You know, in other words, He could say, I don't know you. All right? So what happens when you get before Him and you come up with a different name than what He revealed to Moses? What He revealed to Abraham? You know, what happened? If you come up with a name that, you know, that was made up or anything, all right? So you think about it. We see here, the Bible says is by his name, Yah, meaning the Yahweh. Amen. And when we say Yahshua, it means that Yahweh has become our Savior. Amen. That's what it means. Amen. So we see here, amen, that you need to come and be serious about trusting in him. Amen. Because Yah is a name, amen, that is a hidden name that people don't want you to know about. Amen. Many of the pastors and the preachers don't even pronounce it as that. Amen. But we see here today that you need to know the secrets. Amen. Where did he? Who is he? How is he? Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh. Amen. So we see here today that you must come to Jesus Christ. Yod-Heh-Wah-Shin-Ayin. Amen. So we see here that he is the one. Amen. I'm not talking about this Jesus that people just got up on the wall. They got a picture up on the wall, amen, that he got blonde hair, he got pretty eyes, a pretty boy. Yeah, I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about the real one, when we can refer to Yahshua, Jesus Christ. Amen. The Bible says he was a carpenter, a ruddy man. He was a rugged person. He wasn't like these people that are portraying today, that he's such a sweet, charming looking person and all that kind of stuff. Amen. So we see here today, amen, that you need to come and know the real Jesus for yourself. You know what I tell people? You need to search for the real name of God. You need to search for the real name of his Son, our Savior and our Messiah. You need to know him for yourself. Amen. And let people, because we let people persuade us on an ideology based on European perspectives or some other type of Catholicism perspective or whatever. But so we need to look at things and search things and find out what is his name. So we see here that we need to know, amen, that Yahshua, amen, who the West called Jesus Christ, amen, we know that he is God, amen, the one, amen. And if you look at it in English, it should have been Joshua. Just like Yahshua, Joshua. Amen. So we see here today, that's what it's called. Actually, they're the same name. And Joshua was a leader that carried the children of Israel into Canaan, all right? And he was a conqueror. So that name, when people pronounce the name of Joshua, all the enemies, amen, feared the name of Joshua. Amen. All the enemies feared the name of Yahushua. Amen. So you think about it. You got to know who Jesus is. You got to know who the real Jesus is. Amen. What we call Jesus. Amen. So we see here, amen, that Jesus, amen, wasn't a name that Mary knew. Amen. Was born to Mary. Her real name was Miriam. But we see here today that somebody need to come to the knowledge of the truth and tell the truth, praise God, because that's the way it is. Because God holds us responsible. I mean, for what? The truth. And that's what it's got to be. Mary, the one they call the Madonna, amen, the black Madonna that the priests, the bishop carries and he kisses and all that stuff, and the Pope and all that, amen. Her name was Miriam. Think about it. Amen. Jesus, his name was Yahshua. So we see the other day that you got to know, even the disciples, they didn't know the name of Jesus, all right? But they knew the name of Yahshua, the leader. So we see here today, let's make the record right and get it straight. Praise God. So let people know today. And I'm letting you know I care about people. Amen. And you know, you can see us. You can hear me on every Thursday night at 6:30. I'll be here and on this station. Praise God, and let your people come in and get taught about it. Amen. Give honor to all our brethrens out there. Yeah, I tell people I give honor when honor to praise the Lord. I give honor to all of them, even people, you know, people that have gone on. Praise God. I thank people who made it possible for people to live right. Amen. And go on. Praise God. You know, I thank and praise God for everybody out there that's doing the truth, living the truth, and telling the truth. Everybody who's out there teaching the truth, I thank and praise God for it. But now we are the sons of God. We are the sons of God. As many as received him, gave them to them power to become sons of God. Are you a son of God? Are you a son of Yahweh? Are you a son of the Most High? Are you the son of Yahweh? Amen. Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh. Are you the son of him? His. Amen. Because you can have many sons. There are many sons. The Bible says when the sons of God came together, the devil also, he came. See, the devil thinks he's a son. Amen. He came to the meeting also. All right. So you think about it. He said, well, I'm here too. That's what he said. He said, I'm coming too. Amen. Even Satan, he came. Mm-hmm.